This is Movies for the Blind, episode 252, The Painted Desert, part 2 of 2.
Don't follow me in there too soon.
Hello, and welcome to Movies for the Blind, where you can enjoy films without looking at a screen. I'm Valerie Hunter. We continue with The Painted Desert, and while it's cool and all that this is Clark Gable's first talking picture, he's not the star. Bill Boyd would become a pretty big deal in his own right, more as William Boyd. He was a star in silent films, but in 1931, his studio contract ended when his picture was in the papers by mistake for a story about another actor named William Boyd, charged with gambling and drinking during Prohibition. That's why his name is Bill Boyd in this movie. Once the controversy died down, he got his full name back and became more famous than ever as Hopalong Cassidy, a cowboy hero to millions of kids in movies and TV. His character here is also a principled good guy. He was found as a baby in an abandoned camp by friends Cash and Jeff, who soon have a falling out over him. While Jeff stays to make his life at the watering hole where they were, Cash takes the baby he calls Bill with him to eventually develop a cattle ranch some distance away. When he grows up, Bill finds tungsten ore on Jeff's land and sees it as a way to reunite the two men who found him, but Cash will have none of it and throws Bill out, leaving him to offer Jeff help to start a mine with an eye toward Jeff's daughter, Mary Ellen. Also with his eye on Mary Ellen is ranch hand Rance, that's Clark Gable, who's trying not to care about the young woman about to leave for school in town. A new chapter is about to begin, and the conclusion of The Painted Desert. Hugging Mary Ellen, Jeff wipes a tear from her face.
None of that, Al. None of that. I'll be smacking the daylights out of you.
He hugs her again. Then Bill turns her to him and holds her reassuringly, making her smile. He helps her step up onto the front wagon.
Help her there, Carson.
Carson, the driver, helps her sit beside him as an armed guard sits behind him at the fence.
I'm going to launch this here P-raid right. I'm going to bust a bottle of the real old corn right on her nose. Come on.
Tonopah steps away with the bottle, but loses his balance, hopping and turning.
Bury me not on the lone prairie.
He gets going forward, and Rance watches him. On the wagon.
Rance.
He looks up from lighting a cigarette, then jumps down from the fence. He hurries to the wagon as Tonopah staggers up to it.
Hey, hold on there, everybody. Listen. When they launch a torn stone, they christen it. Same as when they christen a ship, they launch a cornerstone, you understand? Well, same as you christen a mine. Now, that's that. Now, I'm going to christen.
He smashes the bottle on the wagon and staggers back into a worker's arms. Rance approaches the other side of the wagon and climbs up. Mary Ellen turns to him and holds out her hand.
Goodbye, Rance.
He shakes it with a smile. When she pulls it away, his smile fades.
Why, what's the matter?
Nothing.
She turns to Bill.
All ready, boss.
All right, let her go.
They hold hands.
Goodbye, Mary Ellen.
Goodbye,
Rance climbs down.
You'll come to see me soon, won't you, Bill?
What do you think?
She nods and smiles.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bill climbs down as Rance watches, seething. The large wagons loaded with bags of ore start to move forward. Beside Jeff, Bill smiles and waves. Mary Ellen turns and waves back.
Oh, Bill! Take good care of Daddy!
Oh. I'll tuck him in bed every night.
Later, huge mule teams pull the two sets of wagons between bluffs on a trail in the desert. Oh. several riders come down a hill ahead. They stop beside the trail as the teams start to pass. Cash and Curly are among the riders. The front wagon approaches Cash and his men.
There's Cash Holbrook. Is this his land we're going through?
Yes, yeah, both sides of us, from here to the canyon. Again, then get. Thanks.
Without riders on the other side, the wagons roll slowly past them.
Get out of here.
Well, it looks like the boy and Cameron was doing pretty good.
Get.
Think so?
Cash leads the men away. The wagons continue undisturbed along the trail. Later, the skies have darkened as the teams move on carefully. A giant square rock towers over the desert. A single rider pauses beside it, then rides away. The wagons continue along the trail as the sun breaks through again. Carson drives the lead with the guard behind him. They turn back to Mary Ellen, who rides on another wagon with the other driver and another armed guard. The lead men look forward again. The guard taps Carson and points up to the silhouette of the rider moving along a ridge. They look back again. Mary Ellen spots the rider.
Denver, there's someone on the ridge.
Oh, just some of the cowhands coming in off the ridge.
Why don't they use the road, I wonder?
They ain't civilized.
She looks down at an outrider, who smiles up at her. Then she looks forward again.
Denver, look! There they are again!
Just don't fret yourself now.
The teams pick their way on the rough terrain as the lead wagon moves ahead further. Carson looks up as his guard cocks his rifle. Carson gets his attention and points to where the riders come closer. The rider appears again and steps behind rocks. The guard moves up to sit beside Carson, watching closely. The lead wagon gets closer to a ridge. The rider goes faster through the shadows of rocks and bears down on the wagon as it turns. Soon after, another rider approaches two men standing on the trail. As the next wagon comes closer, the rider guides the men aside out of the way. Denver stops the wagon.
What's the matter? What happened? What's wrong?
Are you hurt, boy?
No, ma'am. But we're shy 7 tons of ore, two wagons, and quite some mule pile, though. Where'd they get to? Who was it? We was kind of busy. We didn't stop to ask.
But don't be squabbling about that. Come on, we want to get Mary Ellen out of here. Come on, fellas, hop on. Let's get out of here.
Carson and his guard climb onto the wagon.
Well, roll on into town. I'll beat it back to the mine and tell Bill.
The outrider gallops off, and the driver urges the mules onward. Riding hard, the outrider watches the ridge above, where the rider emerges and shoots. The outrider shoots back, then is shot, slumping over. The horse delivers him to the mine, where he's helped down.
What? Why, it's Tex.
What's going on here?
Jeff steps out of a building to him.
What happened?
Easy, boss. Wait a minute.
Bill hurries up.
What's the matter, Doyle?
Somebody's plugged in.
Bill kneels to him as Jeff arrives.
What happened, Tex? Are you hurt bad?
They got us. At the rim.
Closing the corral gate, Rant steps to a lantern and notices the others. He hurries there.
Are you sure she's all right?
Yes, got through. In town by now.
Other men gather.
Boys, get him into my house, quick.
They take him away.
Doyle, get both your chefs out. We're going to start loading.
Brett, I've got to have two wagons and a tank. Get them mules on.
Okay.
And less than $1,000 for the shift that gets their wagon loaded first.
Hooray!
The men scramble.
Step in, coach. Break out.
In an infirmary.
Did you see anything of Cash Holman?
Yeah. Passed him. Some of his men. Crossing his north 160.
I knowed it.
When Bill enters the building to get his gun belt, Jeff hurries to him.
Cash Holbrook done that.
Bill glances at Tex.
Cash didn't have any more to do with that than I did.
Nobody but him would ever have...
That's enough, Jeff. You're wrong. We've got to get 7 tons of ore into that railroad by morning, or the bank will be in the mining business instead of us. And I'm going to drive.
Bill goes to Tex, who lies on a cot.
He hurt bad, Charlie?
Just creased a little, Bill.
Oh, he'll be all right. Take it easy, boy.
As Tex's shoulder and chest are bandaged, Bill returns to Jeff.
I'm going with you. If Cash Holbrook thinks that he can get away with anything like this, I'd...
You're going to stay right here on the job. And I'll tell you something else. I'm going through. Nobody's going to stop me. Do you understand that? Nobody.
Bill walks outside. The men drop bags of ore into a wagon.
Hurry up, boys!
Later, Bill drives the wagon with an armed guard beside him. They approach the area where the first wagon was ambushed. Again, the rider moves in from between the rocks. Bill drives too fast to be stopped, with a wheel scraping a brake pad. A man pulls at a rope to stay on the wagon. The mules gallop hard, and Bill struggles to contain them. The wheels spin wildly. The man crawls up to Bill.
We're coming to the canyon rim! Hang on!
He does. Later, in a town saloon.
What about you, Seth?
I never thought of
a tiny mule, no?
Here come Carson and the boys. Set out a bottle for them. They'll be wanting it.
Right.
Yes.
Carson walks in.
Seen the sheriff yet?
No, he's over to Red Rock. Be back tomorrow.
Gentlemen.
Hey, right, Judge.
The silver dollar welcomes you.
Have one on the house, boys.
Well, how's the little lady feeling?
Here's Denver now. How's Mary Ellen, Denver?
Well, Miss Gilroy finally got to lay down for a spell. Excited? She's red. She wanted to start back to the mine on horseback.
Worried about Bill, huh?
Worried she's loco about him.
Bill Holbrook?
Yeah.
Wow. Wait till his old man hears about that.
Denver steps to the bar, followed by the others.
Hi, man.
All right.
An accountant and advisor enters with a paper.
Here's your bill of lading, Carson.
All right, Santa Fe. Have a drink.
Sure, I never refuse.
He joins him at the bar.
Well, how are you, Santa Fe?
A lot of good that's going to do us. 7 tons of ore on the car and 7 more in the bottom of the canyon.
Yeah, that old Red Biggin Buzzard is... What is his name?
At the bank? Stelson?
Ask him. He won't wait 5 minutes for us to do.
The clock reads 5 till noon.
Well, that's pretty near now, yeah.
Time enough for another load, if Tex got through. Say, who do you allow done it? Up in the wagons?
Yeah. Well, I'd say it was Cash Holbrook.
Don't you think that's a pretty broad statement, young fella?
Well, giving you a straight answer, Judge, I don't.
You talk a whole lot with your mouth, don't you, Steve?
He's right. Holbrook wouldn't stop at nothing when it comes to Jack Cameron.
A man standing outside notices Cash riding by.
Hey, Cash Holbrook just rode in town.
Carson and the others turn to him.
Yeah?
They all look at each other. Then turn again to the bar.
What's that?
Turn him back again. They watch a team of mules round a corner, pulling Bill's wagon down the street.
It's Bill.
Oh,
They run out as Bill brings the team to a stop. He crawls across the wagon as Carson climbs up.
Hand him down here, Bill.
Cash watches from his horse.
Did you get any of them?
Don't know. I didn't wait to see.
Good.
Yeah, Mary Ellen all right?
Yes, she's resting over at Gilroy.
Good.
I'll get that partner, Bill.
Okay, Buck.
Bill drops down.
Did you see who they was?
No, they tried to stampede us into the canyon.
That's what they done to me.
Cash rides up to Carson and they look at each other.
Carson, you get that ore over there to the car.
Yeah, Santa Fe, go along with him and hurry that Bill a lady, will you?
Sure thing, Bill. I'll have it here in 10 minutes.
Santa Fe climbs up.
Coming. You can go in and tell old man Stilson to write paid in full right across that note of mine.
Mary Ellen runs up.
Bill! Bill, you're safe!
Cash watches.
I know you'd try and bring those wagons through, and I... Oh, Bill!
The wagons had to come in, honey. And I had to know how you were.
Well, I'm all right, but... Well, you'll have to go back there. I won't let you, Bill. I couldn't stand it.
Smiling at everyone watching, he gazes at her.
Honey?
He whispers in her ear, and her face brightens. He smiles at her and nods. She nods back and rests her head on his chest.
Oh, Judge Matthews, do you think you could arrange to marry a couple of people, say, about 4 o'clock this afternoon?
If my suspicions is correct as to the parties involved, I should be most honored.
Hey, Frosty, will you ride out to mine and get a hold of Jeff?
Sure thing, Bill.
Buck, how's chances for the loan of a comb and brush?
Huh?
A comb and brush.
I got a good curry comb over at the barn.
Unsmiling. Cash turns away. Later, at the mine, work continues. Jeff and Tonopah join another man who sets down a box.
All right, clear out of there.
Workers at the foot of the mountain step away.
You all right here, Dynamite?
Yeah, plenty far. You know, Cameron, if I'm right, of course I could be wrong, but if I'm right...
Wait till I get these jacks up to the corral, Dynamite. Last and quarter. Go ahead, Rance.
Rance walks the mules away.
As I was saying, of course, I can be wrong, but if I'm right, there's somebody taking Dynamite out of my powder house.
Taking? You mean stealing?
Yes, sir. Now, today... I counted out what I had. Then I figured out what I'd have. And there's somebody around here...
Hey! By heck, you know, that fits in with something that happened last night.
Dynamite pushes the plunger and blows up a small part of the foot of the mountain.
Somebody around here stealing it.
Say, look at here, Jeff. You know, I didn't sleep very well last night, and I heard something because I couldn't do it with the bad tooth I got here, see? I just...
Dynamite blows up another section casually.
And if I find out who it is...
A bigger explosion happens higher up, surprising Dynamite and the others. Dynamite checks his detonator and turns to Jeff.
What's that?
Somebody else shooting?
There hadn't better be.
Men run out of the smoky mine shaft in a panic. Rance runs to the corral, opens it, and runs to the mules. Whipping them to get out. More men run hard to get away from danger.
Who's using powder down there?
Nobody. We don't know what's happened.
They look back up at the mountain.
Clear, everybody. She's coming down.
They scatter. Soon after...
Anybody hurt? Oh, everybody get clear.
They hurry further away through thicker smoke and dust from more explosions. Jeff stares up, stunned, with Rance beside him.
A minute ago, that was a
goose in mine. Paying its way. Now it's nothing.
Sadly, he sits down on a rock.
Brett, better ride into town. I don't feel quite up to it. Tell Bill, the Cameron Mining Company ain't in business anymore.
The mine buildings smolder in rubble. Back at the Silver Dollar.
Well, Bill, this side now, put the old plan on you.
Oh, he ain't the first rope we broke a harness.
Maybe not the first, but sure enough the luckiest.
Hi, boy.
The judge shakes Bill's hand.
In my many years as presiding justice in this here township, I have never looked forward to slicing the holy bonds of matrimony unto no young couple with more salubrious feelings of admiration and esteem.
Hey.
He's given a shot.
To our illustrative fellow citizen, William Holbrook, and his charming bride to be.
Thank you, Judge.
Folks, let's proceed. Hold on, fellas. Right after the wedding, me and Buck here is giving a barbecue up to the ranch. And everybody in town's invited.
They all step up to the bar.
Does that take in cash, Holbrook?
Behind him, Cash stands in the doorway. They turn to him. Bill glances around uneasily. Cash walks in and up to the bar beside Bill.
Hello, Dad. I'll be right about you.
He's given a bottle and glass. And Cash pours. Bill looks behind him and spots someone riding up. Cash turns to him too. Rance dismounts, then walks into the saloon. With Cash turned away, Rance approaches Bill.
Holbrook, Jeff Cameron sent me in town to find you.
What's wrong?
Plenty. There's been a slide at the mine. The mill's gone and both shafts are filled. There's nothing left.
Anybody hurt?
No, the first blast warned them. It was all out when she let go.
Blast? What do you mean? What happened?
The men say it sounded like four explosions in number two drift. On the last one, half the mountain cut loose.
Bill leans back on the bar.
Well, I guess we're all through. What do they think happened?
They think what half this town thinks.
What's that?
Cash Holbrook.
Bill glances at Cash, who turns to Rance and looks him over.
Do you know Cash Holbrook?
No.
Well, he and Jeff Cameron have been enemies for a good many years. He had a boy that he'd raised. Threw him out of his house. Folks always said that he was mighty fond of that boy. Didn't look much like it when he done that. The boy and Jeff Cameron went partners. Since then, he's hated Cameron worse than ever. He's had more reason to be back of this than any man in the world. Do you think he done it? No.
Cash turns to Bill, who looks straight back at him. Bill smiles a little. And Cash softens.
Cummings.
Cummings nods.
When the bank opens up in the morning, I want my account fixed up so as it can be drawn on right up to the last two-bit piece by my boy, Bill.
He turns to the bar.
I'll take rye, bartender.
When he brings another bottle, Cash pours another shot, and Bill leans beside him.
Thanks, Cash.
He sets down the bottle.
And one thing more. Half my share in the mine belongs to you. If that's the way you want it.
Bill turns to Judge Matthews and approaches him.
Can we step into your office a minute, Judge?
Indeed.
They walk off to the next room. They glance back, and the judge closes the door.
I want you to arrange something for me, Judge.
I'll be glad to.
At the bar, Cash thinks. He turns to look out to the street, where a buggy carries Jeff and Tonopah. Something occurs to Cash. Grinning, he turns to Cummins.
Cummins. Do you know what's happened? I'm part owner in Jeff Cameron's mine. That makes me part owner in the Wells.
Rance listens nearby.
The herd on the way to the railroad right now. They're going to water at Jeff Cameron's Wells. Tonight. Bring here.
Small beer.
Nothing.
Small beer?
Beer.
Rance steps away. In the judge's office.
To Cash Holbrook.
The judge writes.
Half interest?
In my share.
Meanwhile, Rance walks to a picket fence outside a house. He steps through a gate to the porch. He knocks at the front door. The door is opened by an older woman.
Jeff Cameron here?
Yes.
I work for him, ma'am.
He steps inside. At the office, the judge gives Bill a pen.
Sign it right there, my boy.
Bill signs the document.
Judge.
Bill folds the document.
I'd rather you'd give this to him.
The judge accepts it. Then nods.
Well, how about the wedding? Don't you want him there?
Sure I do. But he'd never come.
I'll see you at the courthouse at 4 o'clock.
All right, Judge.
Bill leaves through another door. At the bar, the judge presents the document to Cash, who takes it and unfolds it, trying not to smile. He folds it up and tucks it under his jacket.
Judge, I'm going to water beef tonight at Cameron's Well. Don't let nobody tell Bill. It would only rile him.
The smile breaks out, and he walks away.
There goes trouble.
Carson turns to the judge.
Where is Bill?
Wait out. I'll find him.
Wait a minute.
Walking back from the house, Rance pauses at Bill heading toward it and moves on as Bill watches. Bill moves on. He meets Jeff at the gate.
Hello, Jeff. Glad you got in all right. First time I've had a chance to ask you about Mary Ellen. How's for your partner being your son-in-law?
You ain't my partner. You ain't never gonna be nothing to me.
What do you mean by that, Jeff?
One thing I hate to admit to is being mistook in my judgment of a man. I've always told myself you wasn't a Holbrook, but you are. The thing you just done proved it to me once and forever.
thing I just done.
Sold me out to Cash Holbrook.
But, Jeff, we were all through. Cash offered his help, and I took it.
Of course you took it. Why not? You'd side with him again, me? And believe him when he lied it was to help me. Help me. He's been trying to get a hold of my wells ever since we split. Now he's done it, and you helped him.
You're wrong, Jeff.
Wrong?
Mary Ellen steps out.
And him driving his cattle in there tonight? Answer that.
Say, how did you hear all this, Jeff?
You ain't answered me yet.
I said, how did you hear it?
Rance Brett happened to be right there. You forgot that.
Bill turns to her.
Mary Ellen, you don't believe that I did anything.
She looks down sadly. Glancing at Jeff, Bill walks away. At the bar, Rance drinks between the drivers.
We all better be getting over to the courthouse, Bob. Most time for the splicing.
Might not be any. What's that? Let's have a drink. No thanks.
Carson nods to the other driver and leaves the saloon. Outside the house, Tonopah approaches Jeff.
Say, what are you going to do, Jeff?
Don't let Mary Ellen out of the house.
Jeff secures his gun belt.
Cash Holbrook ain't going to water no cattle at Cameron's Wells tonight.
No, you're going to...
Don't let Mary Ellen out of the house.
Bill walks down the street and meets Carson, who glances behind himself.
I just started out to find you, Bill.
Yeah?
He glances back again, uneasy.
This fella, Brett.
What about him?
He just said something that sounded sort of peculiar.
What?
Well, it wasn't so much what he said as the way he said it.
Yeah?
At the Holbrook Landing Cattle Office.
I've been waiting for you, Kirby. We're going to water cattle at Jeff Cameron's Wells tonight.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what I just heard. Jeff's looking for you.
Yes?
Yeah, with a .44.
Cash's smile fades. He looks away, thinking. And steps into the office, in the street.
Bob, I think you're right about this fellow, Brett.
I know I am.
Is Cash Holbrook in the bar?
No, he left.
Is Brett there?
Yeah.
Bill glances down the street.
Don't follow me in there too soon.
Carson nods, and Bill walks away. In his office, Cash loads his own gun.
Wait here.
He holsters it.
We ain't leaving town just yet.
He heads out. Well, in the street.
Well, he was in the Silver Dollar a little while ago.
Thanks.
Jeff heads that way. Well, at the house.
Now, Mary Ellen, don't you take on about something you ain't got nothing to do with.
Open that gate.
No, sirree, Bob. Jeff said you stay right here.
Tonopah, you open that gate.
No, sir.
On a sidewalk.
Hello, Cash. Hello, Jim. You looking for Jeff Cameron?
Supposing I am.
Well, he's headed for the Silver Dollar.
Thanks.
He heads that way. Rance remains at the bar. He gets up and steps toward the wide open doorway. Then he pauses and sits on a table. Bill strides toward the Silver Dollar. As Rance waits, Bill walks on and off the sidewalks. He reaches the saloon. And as he stops in the doorway, Rance stands up. Bill approaches him. And they face each other.
Brett, I've got something to settle with you.
Rance draws, but Bill grabs his arm and knocks him down. Bill picks up the gun and holds it on Rance as he stands.
I never thought I'd have to kill a man. But it may be that I will. Brett, you're back of all this trouble. And what you've done may cost the lives of two of the finest men on this earth. Now talk. Out loud, so everybody can hear you. And clear Cash Holbrook. If you lie to me, I'll know it. And Brett, I'll kill you.
All right, Holbrook. Here it is. I did everything. Wagons, mine and all. And I'd do it again. If you or any other man come between me and what I want. That enough?
Bill takes a step back.
Everybody hear that?
I think so.
Carson steps up to Rance and puts a gun in his back.
Get moving.
Rance steps away, and Carson follows with the gun. Outside, Jeff spots Cash going into the saloon, then enters through another door. In the saloon, Bill turns to Cash stepping in the doorway as Jeff steps in from the back. They draw and catch Bill in the crossfire. Bill falls. Shocked, Cash runs to him, and so does Jeff. They kneel and sit Bill up. Bill turns to a shoulder wound, then looks at the men.
I don't know which one of you did that, but you're both bad shots.
Each holds Bill's arm.
Give me a hand with the boy, will you, Jeff?
They look at each other.
You know I will, Cash.
They take each other's hand behind Bill's back. Then they help their son stand. Meanwhile, Tonopah slumps against a broken gate with a black eye. Mary Ellen runs to Bill.
Bill, what's happened?
Only one thing.
He turns to a clock that reads 4 and smiles at her.
We're going to be a little bit late at the courthouse, honey.
She smiles with relief and holds him. The End, described for Movies for the Blind. And that was The Painted Desert. Could you imagine our hero Bill as Moses in the Ten Commandments? Cecil B. DeMille did. Having a good relationship from their silent film days, DeMille asked William Boyd to star in his religious epic. But Boyd turned him down, saying he'd become far too established as Hopalong Cassidy for any audience to accept him as Moses, and the role went to Charlton Heston. Up next, some of the Great Expectations gang from a few movies back returns for a landmark war film written by and starring the legendary Noel Coward.
Is there going to be a war, do you think?
Yes, I think there is.
Oh.
No good worrying about it till it comes. Not much good then, really.
Open fire! Open fire!
Shoot!
Everybody flying about in aeroplanes and making speeches. After all that, nothing happened.
Nothing happened to us, dear, but a hell of a lot happened to other people.
I give you all destroyers, and the Torin in particular. May our shadow never grow less.
It never will.
Abandon ship!
Whether it be a battleship or a sloop, a submarine or a destroyer, it holds first place in his heart. It comes before wife, home, children, everything.
Be pleased to receive into thy almighty and most gracious protection the persons of us thy servants and the fleet in which we serve.
That's In Which We Serve, next time on Movies for the Blind. To find out more about the movies, about description, and how to subscribe, go to the blog, moviesfortheblind.com, where you can also find out about this podcast's Creative Commons license. If you like the podcast, put it in writing by leaving a review on iTunes, looking up Movies for the Blind under Podcasts at the iTunes Store. You can also like us and follow us on Facebook and Twitter, where we give you exclusive information, and subscribe to us on YouTube, where we show you how it's done. The movies are from the Internet Archive, so please support universal access to human knowledge by visiting and donating at archive.org. Thank you for downloading and for listening. Be back next week. Take care.